Today we're going to have a little bit of bazaar here, and okay. Okay, so we got to begin learning a little bit in Yoni Trefos. So now what was the, so how did we start off? What's the connection to what we're learning this year with Trefos?
Right, that maybe the milk is really the cow's Trefos, and therefore the milk.
Which cow is a Trefos?
The one that we're going to, no, we were trying to, we were going to show them where the cow is Trefos,
the milk of which cow?
The cow that was milk of an object.
There was, we had a whole discussion this year about Kol of Yisrael, right? Whether you have to have Kol of Yisrael, you don't have to Kol of Yisrael, and there are different shittas. But now there's a new monkey wrench added into this whole discussion, and that is what?
Would it be with cow milk?
And what else? Meaning, yeah.
And before we get to Pesach, remember, it's not just about Yid looking over the process. Maybe the cow itself is problematic because of modern day.
Even if you're going to say that there's a heter, that you don't have to be Chol of Yisrael because of the government rules, but maybe what?
The way that they keep these
maybe the cows that are Chol of Yisrael are not the cows that have these surgeries done to them. So even if you say something is not Chol of Yisrael, right? But maybe, like Rav Moshe, but maybe there's a problem of what? That the cows are treif. In other words, because the Chol of Yisrael cows might have another advantage to them. That what? That if there would be a surgery done, they wouldn't use those cows. Whereas in the regular cows in the industry of the secular cows, even though they might technically be okay because of the government rules, but if they had a surgery done, what? It would still, and now the cow is good, maybe what? It would still be, it would be a trefa. And therefore, that would be a problem. That's there's a book of Chol of Trefa by Manus Blumenfrock. He wrote a whole sefer on this topic. Okay, so So we discussed that there was an injection. But what were the problems with the cows, Yehuda? What were the problems? What were the problems with the cows? What was the issues with the cows?
They accumulate gas in their stomach.
They accumulate gas in their stomach.
The only way to let gas out is to puncture the stomach.
Right, they accumulate gas in the stomach. So, and the only way to cure them is to puncture the stomachs, to let the gas out. It was all the... and then they get displaced, and all these things happen to them. And that might be what? Called a trefa. What is that called? Akiva? What kind of trefa is this? When you puncture the... Well, you say. The decave of the keres previous. That could be a trefa. So, so what is the what's the machlokas about the keres apnimius? Okay, you say one.
One says
esophagus.
Esophagus, and then the rest of the stomach would say
keres. Do you want to support that? Right, according to that opinion. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Arav Stabin. Arav Stabin Shlita.
That the penis is the stomach.
And what, he Pnimius is the whole stomach, and what's the chitzonus? The meat of the top. So that's so that would be, we have two sheetas. Akiva, you want to say the third sheet?
The one that's the bottom of the cow, such that, like, if you were pure of the ground, so you know, that's the part you would say, then the rest is the rest.
So that would be what? So that part would be the part that would be treif?
The part which you would see looking up, that's the part.
And, but the rest would be? Yeah, what did you want to say? Yeah. Okay. So, listen, the Bala Eater, what does he say? Ezra?
The second sheet of the Gemara, the last at the bottom, is
from. Right, so then anything else would not be. Would be okay. And that would be a kul or a chumra? A kul. So there are, yeah, do you want to say something, Mordechai Eliyahu?
No, it's okay. I'll
comment on it now, yeah. Okay. When are you going to a Schlachtois next?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, where, in Germany or in...
No, I'll be in America next week, Bezos Hashem.
Oh, you'll be in America?
Yeah, I'm moving back.
You're moving back?
Yes.
So you can actually see us.
Yeah, I come in person. It'd be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Where are you going to be living?
At first, I'll live in Bell Harbor, probably for the summer.
We live in Washington Heights. We have a German community.
My plan is to move to Washington Heights at least in the next month or 2 months. It's not so easy right away to move to Washington Heights to get an apartment, etc. But within the next few months,
Germany, Washington Heights. Like the rest of the Yekkish community.
I mean, all the Yekkis now are all second, third generation. The ones that are still there.
Well, you could say you're coming directly from Germany, so you can maybe get better.
He's a real Yekki.
Better footed.
No.
Okay. So what's the who's the Shut Mari? What was his first name? The Mari Asad is the Chuvus Yehuda Yala, right? Yehuda Asad. Yehuda. So what does he? So what does he say in the Chuva? What was the Chuva about? Rav Stevens.
Question of it has a neck, but it still lives in our body, so it is still a future, it's not the animal.
Right, because we have a machlokus in the Gemara with a treifa chaya, treifa ena chaya. So one could say that why don't we just see if it lives? And if it lives, then it comes out that it's not a treifa, right? So what's the so that would be great, but what would be the faultiness in that logic? For a vade treifa, doesn't help. Why? Why shouldn't it work for a vade treifa? I would think it should work. Treif al Chai, he was right, it was right, it's not a treif. Who says that a vade treif doesn't work? Who is the rabbi who says that? It's a Ramah B'Shem, the Chuvas Ha
Rashba.
The Rashba of Katan, Shkoyach. Okay, so what's the answer to that question? So why does it only work in a suffix treif?
Because you have Marashal.
Oh, Marashal. Was it Marashal or Marashal?
Was it Marashal or was it
Marashal? Well, there's a Marashal and a Marashal, so it depends what you want to say. Say what you want to say. Just say what you want to say.
Fair enough. That can't use it, like my focus on Mariah and can't use see it like.
Oh right, that's it. Our job.
Yeah.
Right, in other words, Machlokas Amarayim. Well, let's get there, but let's talk about the Marshal first. The Marshal said that what the treif of Alechai doesn't mean that for sure, right? It won't live, most probably, but it doesn't mean that it's foolproof, that it's just because it's Chaya, then it's not a treif. So therefore, it's not. It's not foolproof. Most probably, treifa in a chaya, right? But some treifas good. But you wanted to say the marshak. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So, what is the sfeik sfeika of the Chochma Sagan? What's the Chochmas Adam Shita if it had a piercing of the Karis? So Chochmas Adam says maybe it should be Mutter. What's the sex saying? Ezra Cohen Shlita.
One subject is we don't know if we pass it, maybe we pass it like she does.
About
which one is the sex actually mean?
Right, and therefore maybe it's only the bottom part, right? And then what's the other suffix? Well, the lift. So maybe if it lives, maybe that is indicative that it's not a treifa. So therefore, he says that's okay. But both the Mari Asad and the Marshav don't like this pshat. So why not? What is the Maria say?
It's a rather trade for it. Yeah. I don't know how to change.
So what does the Maria Sad say? That
it doesn't matter what's that was the surgery that did it. Once we say it's all.
The Maria Saad says that Shita is the Chuya. Right? There was the Shita of the Balaiter. It's like not considered. So therefore, just because it's a Shita out there doesn't make it a suffering. Because if the Shita is basically a rejected Shita.
So then you lose one of your suffix, and then
right. Now the Marshag is what Rav Hartenstein Shlita wanted to say. So I'll let you say it.
The Marshag says that you can use like a change in the tzitzis. You cannot use the Bavari suffix and the.
Because if you want to use say the tzitzis, both of them are new what the tzitzis is, so that's not gonna. So you can't use a. You can't be machriya in the style of machlokas amarai. Machlokas aposkim, you can say all lived. So then the suffix was the machlokas, the bach and the shach or whatever thing there. So you can fold the scale. But not in the machlokas amarai. Okay. Okay, so let's talk a little about sirchus. After this bechina, we should give real smichas out. Treifus, that was what Lipschitz was said. They don't learn treifus yet. So I don't know when was the last time there was shiurim and treifus. And you can look in the archives of Yeshiva University. I don't know when the last time there was learning of treifus in YU. Probably not in decades.
You open a shalach house in YU and start it again.
In Chabad, they do treifus? No?
No, it's part of the Lima. Yeah.
They do like a demonstration one day, everyone goes to the woods. And they shut the goat.
Into the woods. Okay, that's good they get into the woods.
At least in Morristown.
In Morristown. Okay, so what are we saying? So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosis about what's the concept of a sirfa. So, yeah, Josh?
Rashi says the reason for every sirfa is the bowl. So if you remember it.
So a sirfa is on the lung. So what is a sirfa, by the way? What is it exactly? Yeah, it's like a...
Covers
it. Covers it. So what does Rashi say? So what is a sircha? If you see a sircha, what does that show?
So that there was a hole underneath.
There was a hole underneath it. So what's wrong? But now there's no hole. So what's the problem? But now maybe the hole is covering it up so it should take away the trefa. But what? But we're now confident that the it'll last, right? So that's the opinion of Rashi, that ain't sircha b'li nekes. And Tosis, someone want to help out? What does Tosis say?
It's not derech
ha'tevel. Tosis says.
Yes, they help him out.
Tosis says there's no hole.
There's no hole. It's just
full on the derech ha'tevel.
What? Some moisture oozed out.
And therefore created this.
And then, so what's the problem?
The problem is that it's going to rip. And therefore.
If it's shaloka.
It's not next to each other.
Right. If the circa is creating an attachment between two lobes that are not adjacent. So then it's going to ultimately pull off. Because it's not in its natural habitat. It's one and three are being attached, so it's going to rip off, and then they'll create a hole.
If it's one and two, then that's
strong. One and two is not
going to. Yeah, rip off and take a piece of the skin with it, and it causes a hole.
Right.
I shouldn't say skin, flesh of the lung.
Well, lobes one and two, even according to Rashi, it's still bad.
No, Rashi says it's good.
One and two?
Rashi says one and two is still good. It's strong a little bit. That was the whole point of the question. Like, if Rashi says there's a hole, that's it, there's a hole.
So, what's the famous machlokas between the Mechab and Ramah about circus?
Topper's Mafner and Ramah's Nebel.
Wow, what's the case?
Removing the sickles.
Yeah, so what does the Mechaber, what does Ramah say you can do?
You can twirl it so it comes up as many times as you want.
And the Mechaber?
You can even do it once.
And what's considered, and so what we say,
we should mention that the Ramah doesn't allow you to remove sirchas. He's saying what you're removing was not a sircha to begin with.
Oh, the fact that it comes off
retroactively, it wasn't a sircha.
It was just a rear bowel.
Exactly, because he can't, because the Gemara clearly says. If you have siuchas connecting lobes one and three, it's treif. So how would you be able to say it's kosher? Obviously, it wasn't a siucha.
Oh. And what does the Kaf HaChaim say in the difference between galat and chalak? Kaf HaChaim. Yeah.
There was one that was smooth, so they would take off the circle.
Right, so...
talking about the Ashkenazim of Yerushalayim and how the Ashkenazim of Yerushalayim, right, what they would do is they had two types of meat, right? One they labeled as kosher, and the other one they labeled as glot, right? Meaning if they removed anything, they would label it as kosher. If they didn't remove anything, they labeled it as a chalak.
Right.
That was like a very easy, clear understanding of glot and non-glot, which you don't necessarily have today.
Okay, let's talk about Zev Zagore. So who's going to help me start out? Anyone want to help start out? Well, what's the case in the Moshe Carol? Loud and clear, loud and clear.
So if you want to plant under a tree in the chair that's used for Avodah Zarah, you might want to do it. So I think so. The Gemara says that during the rainy season, but during the dry season, you can't check the chamber. Yossi says that even during the rainy season, you can't plant because they'll receive nutrients from the leaves and drop down.
Right, so Zev Zagorim, because the tree is a Asherah tree.
Yes.
So that's helping out the shade. And then what else is helping out? The roots and other things are helping out. So, so what's the din of Zev Zagorim?
So we have a second case with Hektish.
And before Hektish, what's the din? What is that? What do you say, Jonah?
No, we said, oh, Zev is a current mother.
Chathila, B'dievet?
Probably. Probably B'dievet. Right to say.
Right. And what's the soul of Zev Zagorim? Why is Zev Zagorim was talking about when two things are what? Two things are affecting something. And one is Asir B'hana, and one is Mother B'hana. So is that Zev Zagorim? So this is Mutter. Well, why is it Mutter? One word.
Bittel.
What?
Bittel.
Bittel, all the way from Germany. Bittel.
All right, I'll try not to talk anymore.
When are you moving into New York?
Next Thursday, I fly in. Besos Hashem, okay. Lag BaOmer. So I have to figure out what I'm doing as far as how I can light a bonfire on an airplane, but probably not a good idea.
But do you have your deer? You have deer here in the Heights?
No. I have a deer in Bell Harbor. My parents have another house in Bell Harbor. So they'll move there first and then figure
the
out.
There's a mikvah for the Salma Rebbe in Bell Harbor. What about the mikvah?
There is. There's a mikvah. It's in Joe Wassner. Well, Leah Shalom, Joe Wassner's house. But,
Correct.
Yeah. How does the Rebbe know that?
How do I know?
Yeah. Who knows about Bell Harbor?
I know. What can I tell you?
Is there a rabbi
used to
be rabbi, or is that?
Which rabbi?
In the Shtiebel, maybe. Maybe many years ago. It's possible.
Yeah, Joe Wassner.
Really, there's a big community in the summer. In the winter, it's pretty schwach.
Really, by the Asher tree case, what's the aspect that's mutter? So the tree is usher.
No, you're planting underneath the tree. So
right.
Those plants are the mutter to use them.
Right, but we said there's two. There's something happening that's mutter, but not something happening. It's
us. No. You have two influences. You have the Asherah influence. Asherah is also Banan.
Right.
And then you have the influence of the earth.
The soil is whatever, it's mutter.
So two things are influencing these vegetables. So the shayla is... when you have two things influencing, so could you use that thing that's being influenced? So do we say that you're getting hana? So the answer is, once you have one thing kosher, then we could say that the non-kosher influence is bottle, even though it's one and one. Usually bittle, you need both. But for zevzel gorim, as long as you have one kosher influence, then it's okay.
But the chayra, the shiur tree itself, the roots are in the ground itself, is also probably absurd.
Oh, but it's not all that. No, because it has its own ground. The roots of the tree is not the roots of this plant.
Right, the plant itself. I see.
You don't know itself. Hey, can I tell you myself? So someone wanted to say something about Hektish. Who was starting to say about Hektish? Silberger, stop.
So we had a little first Hektish, or the first Hektish, and trying to make it better, which is as it was going, that it wasn't the whole part, it couldn't make the whole thing, but it was the yeast, which you had the cooking in the oven when you had the yeast, which made it rise. And we said, maybe that Zezer going applies also Hektish. I said that Zezer going only applies when the item, when the extra item can become possible. Hektish can never become possible.
Hektish can't become possible. So if you have your baking bread in an oven, so the oven is one influence that keeps in the heat, and then the wood is another influence. And that's the wood. If the wood is Hektish wood, then it's Zevzegor, so it should be mutter, but we say Hektish not bottom. So how does this tie in to drinking milk from a cow? And the OU told me that it's possible that you could be at your table on Pesach. And you're going to drink milk from something that at the beginning of Pesach was inside the cow.
So what do you say? He's back in the entire semester.
Yeah. 1 second, someone's calling. Oh. Hello? Yeah.
So the
Really? Okay. Do you want to call him? Okay. I'll call. Yeah. Just Shiva. Okay, I'm in the middle, but take, you know, from 10. Okay. Yeah. So what do you want to say, Joe? You say something.
No,
the chametz. Yeah.
So it's an issue if it's actually the case of as the OU said that you could be drinking milk on day 7 of Pesach, but it was only milk on day 2 of Pesach, then it could become a big issue.
And what would be the issue?
That Is it who owns the delegation about the ownership?
What's the issue? Chametz is not bottle. So if you're having chametz on Pesach, so then chametz on Pesach is not bottle. So there's this. Yeah, keep what you want to say.
The issue is an issue of hanah, like meaning the milk that you're buying is obviously in the cow after Pesach started, but you're not drinking chametz, but the chametz in some fashion makes milk taste better.
Or,
you're not actually drinking comments.
You're drinking something that was influenced.
What was the
county
that was coming?
It was feeding wheat and whatever. So is there a heter? What could be a possible heter? So if you have the milk from before Pesach, what?
Possible that seems like it wasn't Chametz. It was the God's milk.
Well, God's milk is also Chametz.
But he never had it.
Was even, why? It was Pesach.
It's on Pesach for him.
Oh, okay, so it's like Korim Zman. Okay. Okay. What's the din of Shalach Manos if you send like a bag of raisins?
If it's kosher enough, it's a lot of raisins together.
Who says that? And where does he get that from?
Eged Kli.
Eged Kli. Right. What's the din of Eged Kli?
That if you put a kli that has grains or mustard seeds, and half of it is in the Rishus HaYachid and the other half in the Rishus HaRabim, you did that on Shabbos, you're not over on Hotzah Mirshus LeRishus, because the kli unites everything together. It's as if it's still, it's, I think it's Patur, but it could be Asur. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering though is on Shabbos, if I have one of those O' Nuts boxes and I have the chocolates of the O' Nuts box in Rishus HaRabim, I carry out the chocolate part in Rishus HaRabim, but the nuts part of the box is still in Rishus HaYachid. Am I over on carrying on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering.
In other words, you're wondering whether the different departments still make it one thing.
Yeah. Or if it's still one kli, Eged Kli Shmei Eged, and then I'm Pater.
Yeah, so what's the chiddush of this Torah Lishma, the Sefer Torah Lishma? Who's the Torah Lishma? Who was that?
Is that the Ben Ish Chai?
Yes. So what did he say?
He's machmir. He's very machmir. You need two totally separate kelim. Two separate bags.
But we don't know specifically if that means that he would be machmir on the onatz kli. It's not 100% clear from the tshuva.
Yeah, well, because why?
Because maybe it's a kli inside of a kli, and maybe it's because you've already designated each little compartment as a kli. Maybe it's already considered chashuv in that regard. But you know, I was just thinking maybe the old nuts kli is different by Mishloach Manot and by Shabbos.
Right.
Because in regards to carrying a kli, right, I'm carrying the whole old nuts container, right? So it's the whole old nuts container that I would need to take out in order to be over on carrying. But on Shloach Manos, right, I have the das of giving multiple minim. So it could be that the Eged Kli Shmei Eged might be different by Shabbos and by Shloach Manos in regards to an onatz container.
What's the Rambam Shita by Matzah Shir?
No good. He's not Yotze.
Yeah, well, what is Matzah Shir according to the Rambam? What is Matzah Shir according to the Rambam?
Chalav, Yayin, Dvash.
A fruit juice. Okay. And what's the chiluk? Why does he make that distinction? And what's the Avnei Nezer's explanation?
Maya?
For what?
The difference between May Paris and Yaisa. Well, Katam, what does it say?
Chibur. May Paris does not mechaber. It does not make it one unit.
So therefore,
it is not valid for matzah, but he has to add water. If he adds water to the meperos, then you have a chibur, and it will still be lechem oni. It'll be also with that.
If it's what meperos,
it's not mechab. Meperos by itself, I don't think it'll be yotze. You need to have water with it.
But is it matzah shira?
It's not matzah shira.
Why not?
Davar ashir. The mechaber has to be something ashir, something rich, like eggs or dvash or challah, whatever. It's not matzah shira.
That's the Avnei Zeh explaining to the Rambam.
Yeah, the Avnei Zeh is saying that he doesn't think it was a chashivus. So that's one svarah. But he thinks no. That in other words, the dover ashir, may peiros is just as ashir as the Yisham Chalav Dvash. But may peiros can't make a chibur. So therefore, when the may peiros is in the dough, it's like you're dipping. It in the, but it's not part of the etzem hadol.
So the goof.
But it's not mechaber.
So the point is, if you didn't add water, it's not.
It's not. So you have water there also.
But there's no water.
Also for chimutz, you need the water for chimutz as well.
If you hold like the. Does everyone agree to that, Rav Katan?
No, the Balamor doesn't require it. It's Ramban who requires it.
Okay. So let's see if we can get just a couple of questions more in for people who didn't speak up yet. Okay, so this way we can have everyone speak up a little bit. Okay, what's the Sefer Achinuch's pshat in Etzem Lo Sish Berubo? What's the famous comment of the Sefer Achinuch? In that mitzvah.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay.
When you eat the Karban Pesach, you can't break bones. It's not covered for B'nai Melachim to break bones because that's what a poor man does, to break bones to see if he can get more marrow. So breaking bones would be the opposite of Cheres. So on Pesach night, even though we're still in Galus and Mitzrayim, we're showing that there's still a Shkacha Pratas even when we're in Galus.
What's the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer by Afikoman? I'm trying to get people who didn't speak it, and then we'll... Yeah, okay, you can speak then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, if you, that you can eat that after Chatzos passes, you can keep it again, that whether the mitzvah, we're unsure as to when, like, this not about the economic when it is, so that you eat after, if held.
Wait, let's go like this. Sorry. Open to the clear. What's the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva about the Korban Pesach?
Yeah, it's machlokas as to whether it can be eaten all night or has to be eaten by or preferably.
Who holds what?
Rabbi Akiva says about all night. Ben Azaria says that's what.
What's this question in the Gemara about which of the Dalet Kosos you have to do Haseba? Yeah. Okay, everyone, so I think we'll stop for now. I think, okay, so I think there's still some people that didn't take the midterm. So maybe you should be in contact with me because I need to give in the grades. So, excellent question. Yeah. And maybe sometime next week. You have everyone's on the thing, the WhatsApp. If Jacob sends out a thing, you'll get it. You'll get, you're on the. So.
It'll probably be 11 to 12?
Yeah, 11 to 12 usually is when I get. Okay. And,
with curiosity, what are we learning for Junzman?
I think we're going to be continuing covered for Onik Shabbos.
Ooh.
And then we'll see if there might be a separate summer's man after that.
Wait, how many weeks? The
Shabbos man. Yeah, Shabbos man is probably just, three weeks. Or so. You're still year round?
So hopefully for that, for the summer one, no? We hope okay. For the upcoming one.
Okay, excuse me, Rabbi Sami, did you get my email about the dinner?
What?
Did you receive the email about the dinner?
Yeah, my wife would have had gotten it. So I think, I spoke with Rabbi Cohen today. So.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.